Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
A special guest here, and we love talking to him every year around this time, our guy John Daly. John, I'm sitting here on the phone with you, sitting next to two members of the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame now, as our guy Clint just went in a couple of weeks ago. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
John, he's a lucky man. He's living right, talking to you and sitting next to me, brother.
Huh?
How the hell are you doing? I know you're doing better than good now, man. I know you're doing better than good, man. What's going on in Daly's world?
Just got done off the golf course, Pro-Am. I got four of them this week, so it's a pretty busy week before the tournament starts. So just kind of pacing my time.
Hey, speaking of Pro-Ams and tourneys and how you handle it all and organize it all, tell us a little bit about your Masters Daly Hooters experience goes on. I know that made its round on social media once again, man. How's that still rolling for you?
Oh, it's great. I mean, I love Augusta. The Hooters, we've got such a great, great relationship. They're going to come back strong. It's good for branding. It's good to see everybody. And it's part of kind of a deal I do with Hooters and sell some merch, make a little bit of money, and just have a blast that week.
Yeah, it's about the merch, right? With Hooters, huh?
All about the merch.
You wrote a boat inside of a fish.
I bet it is.
It's great. I mean, everybody loves it. You know, God, they had a rain delay on that Monday, and I bet 25,000-30,000 people for about 9 hours went to that Hooters. And you know, the fans are so great; they bought a lot of stuff. But you know, it's just good that they come out, and they see me, and you know, they get a picture if they buy something. It's just been a great thing since 1997. I've been doing. I did this even when I played.
Hey, you've known them longer than anybody that I know, and you're calling a comeback, huh? The Hooters is going to be all right. They're going to make a comeback.
Oh, just wait and see. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds like you might know something.
Might know a little something. See what maybe some new things they're doing. So, man, I know you're saying you're playing a lot. Pro-Ams, four of them, and you're going to play in this tournament. How you feeling? How you feeling? Getting into this body wise and everything, competing in this tournament this week.
Well, I'm old, fat, and tired as it is, but the Pro-Ams are what makes this tour, and we did a great one today at Carlton Woods Fazio course with all the Insperity guys. They're such great people, and that golf course is in great shape, but TBC Woodlands is in just as good a shape. So if we can keep the rain away, maybe a little bit, but keep it away, it's going to be a great week.
Who are the favorites up there besides yourself, obviously, this weekend? Who's playing good golf, and who do you feel like you need to go out and get in order to win another one?
Well, I'd say Ernie's probably playing better than anybody right now. He's Ernie Els is playing great. But, if you look at the top of the guys, it's VJ, Darren Clark, it's Steve Auker, God, you name it. I mean, these guys are playing so good week to week. You know, I just got to make some putts. That's my problem. I just haven't been putting good.
Man, what kind of tell the people about this a little bit is we generally talk to you each year about this, and you seem to make it a point to come and play in this tournament. What is it about this tournament, this atmosphere, these courses? What is it that brings you back here each year?
Well, it's a golf course that I've always played pretty decent at, even when I played the Shell, when the Shell sponsored on the regular tour. It's just a golf course that I feel comfortable with. I've had some good, really great tournaments, one here in 17. Had some top 10s back in the 90s, early 2000s when we played here. So it's a golf course I feel comfortable on. It's just one of those courses that, you know, if you look at Tiger Woods' career, you know, he didn't play more than 15, but he played courses that he felt like he could play good on. And this has always been one of my favorite. I love Insperity, Noggs and Jan and all them, the staff here, they do such a great job. So it's well organized like most of our tournaments are, but, you know, these are some of the best greens we'll put on all year, and it's just a great event.
John Daly joining us on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. The Insperity Invitational at the Woodlands Country Club is coming up this weekend, and John's getting us caught up on all the goings-on. John, I know you enjoy several things in the social world, but I know you love to eat, my man. What is your what's your favorite Houston area? When you come down here up in the Woodlands, whatever it may be, what's your favorite hot spot to hit?
Oh, Mexican food, man. The Mexican food down here is so good. That's my favorite meals anyway. I could eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Hey, speaking of food, you'd be proud. You'd be proud of Lil Jon, man. I like when we have you on. I like to ask you about Lil Jon. I saw that he won a tournament a few weeks back, and so I want to get into that. But last time I was up in Fayetteville, man, I had a big crew, and we were going out to dinner, man. This nice little joint off Dixon Street, and I walk in, and we're talking to the guy at the front door, and man, I look over at one of them little two top round top tables, man, and Lil Jon's got him. I don't know if it's his girlfriend, if he's just got one hemmed up, but he was over there. He was over there. Doing his best, John Daly, best daddy role he could do, man. I let him alone. I didn't go bug him, man. She was a good looking one, and he was spending that money on that wine and NIL money on some good wine and Bordinos, and he was making daddy proud, man. I meant to text you and let you know about it, man. But how's he doing?
He's doing great. You know, he's a junior in golf, senior in school already. He's just been playing really good. He's been playing consistent. They struggled a bit at the SEC. They didn't finish very good. Otherwise, they could have gotten match play. But hopefully, they're going to get ready for regionals, and wherever they may go, hopefully they'll play good. But we're a young team, and got a lot of talent. Hopefully, they can get that talent through the regionals and get to the NCAAs and do something.
John Daly with us. I'm looking at some of the events they have. 5 o'clock. I almost want to come up and watch the Grip It and Rip It long drive competition with you. That sounds like that's right down your alley. It should be a fun thing to watch.
Yeah, that's Friday afternoon after we play our first round, after the last group gets in. We've got it to where it actually these guys will be qualifying for the I don't know if it's a next stage to get in the finals or if this gets in the finals. But this is a qualifying that does count for these guys. So there'll be some guys just bombing it over 380, 400 yards. It's going to be a sight to see.
All right, John. Before we let you go, I've always wondered this, your thoughts on this. We hadn't heard your thoughts on this. What's your opinion on everything that's happened, like with the LIV Tour and how that has added its separate kind of element to the PGA Tour? What's your thoughts about that?
I just wish everybody gets along. We need those players on our tour, and I love the LIV Tour. I think Matt Monahan and these guys just need to get together. And, you know, I always said, look, we on the regular tour, you got to play 15 events. On our senior tour, I think it's 8 to 12. If you play those tournaments and you have fulfilled your obligation to the PGA Tour, then I just wish the tour would say, okay, guys, go play your 14 for the LIV because you got to play 14. That's 29 golf tournaments that I wouldn't say more than 60, maybe 40% of the guys play that many tournaments. And, you know, that's what I would have come out and said because, you know, we get paid to go to Europe over all these years. We had to get releases and stuff. It's not really different. I just want them to get along and let's do this. And golf's international. And the LIV, hey, they got the money. And, you know, I can't blame a guy for getting $150 million. You know, you're born. You live, you want to protect your family, raise money for your family. And then, unfortunately, we die. You know, that's success in life. That's success for your...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, that money that Liv's given out is so huge that that's going to be generations of those families that, you know, Brooks Koepka and all them, they're going to build a nice nest egg for generations of their kids and everything. So I just wish everybody just get along and let's just play golf.
How close are we to that, John? I mean, it seems like we're closer now than we ever been to the two. I don't know if they would actually combine, or I don't know how, what the inner workings of that are, but how close are we to what you're talking about here in the game of golf?
I don't know. I'm kind of out of the loop, but, you know, I just feel like, you know, let those guys play live, let them play the tour, but they got to stick to their commitments of what they have to play in, and let's just play golf and everybody have fun.
JD, you still doing your tournament up at your course?
I did. I just celebrated my 34th year. We did it at Old Hickory Country Club in Nashville. I moved it to Nashville.
Yep.
The last 3 years, and it's just easier for all my celebrities. Misty texted me this morning. We did it last week. We're right at over 400,000 so far, what we raised this year for my kids, the Boys and Girls Club. Hey, so hopefully it's going to be a little bit more, and it's just going to get bigger and better.
JD, man, I've told you this before in person. I try to remind the people every time we have you on, man. It's you know, you've had a hell of a career. Everybody loves you, and the, you know, a lot of times some of the negatives have been highlighted, man. And I think the one thing about John Daly that people need to spend more time talking about and knowing about and hopefully contributing to is you know, what you've done over, you just said, 34 years of the Boys and Girls Club. And I mean, I've been a part of it multiple times, man. It's crazy what you do, man. And appreciate and admire the efforts and the monies you raise from kids, man. It's big time.
Oh, those kids mean everything. You know, it's just, it's great what we could do in Darnell, Russellville. And we've raised a lot of money over the years. It takes a lot of money to keep those clubs running. I think Missy said we've got over maybe 80 kids now in Darnell alone. So, you know, the guys and the people who sponsored last week were so awesome. You know, that's the only way we can keep it open. And hopefully, after this tournament, maybe next year we'll be able to build a really nice facility for him, a little bit better, get that John Daly gym in there that I've been wanting to do for him. But, you know, everything's a process, but it's going strong, and I'm just happy that I could give back to our community in Dardanelle.
All right, John, man, we always enjoy talking to you, and good luck coming up this week, and enjoy yourself in town.
You got to just plan on hopefully in about 3 months. Hopefully my John Daly's bar will be going by Cole Wetzel's downtown Houston before too long.
Ooh. Whoa. Okay.
Look out now.
And we're going to do the grand opening in Nashville, John Daly's bar in Nashville, too, right by Losers. So I'm excited in this new business venture, too. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I don't mind partaking in both of them, my man. I don't mind at all.
You have to pull up on that grand opening.
Come on, baby. It's been too long, John. Appreciate you joining us, man.
You got it. And congrats, Clint.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
All right, that's John Daly, who will be participating in the Inspirity Invitational coming up this this weekend. Friday, they tee off and start that event. Remember, as we said, coming up in just less than 2 hours from now, you'll have a chance in the 5 o'clock hour to win a pair of tickets, VIP tickets to attend that event. He's opened up in a bar.
Yeah, he had one in Conway, Arkansas, right outside of Little Rock. Real nice steak joint, real nice restaurant, restaurant and bar. I don't know. I don't know whatever happened to that. I thought it was.
I think
still
my
open.
Uncle did some time in Conroe.
Conway.
Is there a prison?
Conway. Conroe, Texas.
No, Conway. I'm sorry. You said Conway, Arkansas.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's a prison there. I think my uncle did some time in Conway.
He may have done some time in both.
Definitely Conway.
Damn.
Shout out to Uncle Doc.
Yeah, man.
Said that his name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Seth. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.